Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Fantasy Becomes Reality. Do you wonder why you are imprinted on my mind? What is it about you, sir? Is it your voice, your smile, your intoxicating male scent that sends me always into deep arousal? Yes, or could it be, perhaps, you gave me comfort years ago, my alpha male? You know, you are the first person who stood up for me when nobody else did. Yes, I think that could be it. You know, you are one of a kind, sir, and I like that. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Are you ready for an affair fantasy story? Yes, a fantasy that could have been a reality. Yes, that is the idea, isn't it, sir? Let's begin. The sexing affair. It's finally becoming a reality. I nervously mumble regarding my reflection in the mirror. And I don't look any different now than I did yesterday. Yes, the transgression tested in my own voice sounds heavy. Yes, much heavier than it feels. This night spent with you, sir, in your downtown apartment doesn't feel like a sin and doesn't feel wrong. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Yes, free of guilt, like eating an extra scoop of ice cream. I turn off the bathroom light and walk back into the bedroom. The sheets are tangled around your naked body, as they have been for all the hours past. Yes, you are laying on your side, watching me through heavy-lidded eyes. As I approach your bed, you extend your arm as if to pull me back, and I don't resist. Don't leave yet, Salty Vixen. You promised an entire night, remember? Yes, baby. Oh, yes. It's 4 a.m. Or didn't you notice? I smile and touch my tongue lightly to your lips, opening for a kiss. Oh, your hair is tousled, dark blue in the starved beam of moonlight that filters through the window. Sleep with me. Wake with me. You whisper, taking my hand and moving it down beneath the sheet. Guiding it to your beautiful erection, sir. Is it sleep that you have in mind? You grin and nibble my bare shoulders. Eventually, but not yet, as you continue to kiss me. I then pull away the fabric that covers you and then lick a lazy path across your chest and stomach. You are so fucking handsome, sir. Your fingers move through my hair as I slide my mouth unto you. Yes. Oh, your cock is like warm velvet against my tongue. Soothing and sweet. Soon your hands lift me, pulling me up, and then under you, arranging my legs around your hips. You move against me with infinite slowness, waiting until my nails dig into your back, and I gasp against you. Breathing your name in syllables. Oh, doctor! Oh, my alpha male! Oh, yes! Yes! That rise and fall around us. You enter me in a moment of suspended perfection that seems endless. Yes, it is a sensation of being completed. And later, I lie exhausted in your arms, surrounded by the static of the bedside radio. Yes, the steady cadence of your heartbeat has put me into a contentment that cannot last. I need to leave soon and get back to my everyday life. And so do you, sir. I look at you and think how happy I am. It is the first time in my life I can say I am truly happy, and I don't want to leave. You know, until tonight, I've always wondered if this was love. No, it can't be. These are just pent-up emotions I'm having after a good fuck. You're so amazing, sir. You know, we are both married, and both are having a rebellion against the sameness of a marriage that was never meant to be. Well, at least for me, sir. But you know, you always make me smile and feel loved. And for the first time in my life, well, I can say these emotions, they are real. And I don't know what it is about you, sir. Then reality has crashed into me with all the subtlety of a piano falling on my head. I'm married and I have strong feelings with another married man. And that is you. Oh, yes. Sir. Yes. Fantasy finally became reality tonight. And it was a reality that would go back to a fantasy. In the fantasy, everything is perfect between you and I, sir. And the reality is, well, what we are doing. And we have to be discreet. Only thing we talk about in sexting is fucking. Yes. Various positions. And also, blowjobs. Blowjobs, yes. You know, I am blowjob obsessed. Well, when it comes to your cock, sir. And you giving me oral. Oh, yes. Your magical tongue. Yes. Oh, amazing. And then sending photos and videos. And, well, a memorable FaceTime sex session. Oh, it was the first time I felt appreciated, beautiful, and loved. Oh, I wish I could express how I feel about you, sir. Oh, it's dawn now, and you are asleep beside me. Your hand is resting on my stomach, and your lips against my ear, yes. And I could barely move, aching in every muscle and every bone. Yes, that's because we fucked for hours. Yes, many beautiful fucking hours. Memorable hours, yes. Gently and carefully at times, and others with an intensity that threatened to collapse the bed. Yes. Oh, my ribs are tender from the strength of your arms, holding me so tightly that I could barely breathe. And I feel like I had a collision with an immovable object, and I have. And that object is my life. Yes. And you, sir, well, you brought me to life. Yes, you got me to enjoy sex once again. And it was so fucking amazing. I turned towards you, kissing your neck and whispering in your ear. Oh, doctor, wake up. Doctor, yes. Oh, sir. You slowly open your eyes, reluctantly, sadly. That's because, well, you know, a fucking session had to end. And going back to reality, well, that bites. Oh, well. I have to go, I told you. And truth is, well, I don't want to leave. And of course you know that, sir. Oh, I know, you said as your arms pull away, releasing me to an uncertain destiny. And I can see in your beautiful eyes that you're worried about what will happen next. I wonder what you see in mine. You gaze into my eyes and say, you know, Salty Vixen, you are a good woman. Always remember that. Thank you, sir. You are also a good man. Always remember that. I said to you, as I gaze across your naked body, oh, fuck, it's so beautiful. God, I don't want to leave you. You're so fucking amazing. Yes. Now go back to sleep. I will call you or, well, sex you later. I said to you as I left the room. You know, this fantasy, oh, yes, it finally became a reality and it was so fucking worth it. Don't you think, sir? But you know, I want to know, is this a real life? Or is this just fantasy? Are we caught in a landslide? No. There is no escape from reality. So open your eyes and look up to the skies and see that reality and fantasy sometimes are the same thing. Do you agree? I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Oh, yes, stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.